Well, hello there, and welcome to season two. You know, it's been a while since we've been in the studio. Season two. The good news is we didn't get canceled. Everybody got their contracts renewed. Everybody got huge raises, lots of money to come back. Well, actually, just me. I don't think. Jordan, did you get paid?
I have not gotten paid.
Okay, you're probably not going
either.
To. Yeah. Lisa, no. Well, the money went to me, but I'll buy y'all some snacks. I'll make sure that I take care of y'all as we go forward. It's great to have Jordan here. My man Gavin, Cameron, Bartlett, Jazz in the Morning might be joining us a little later on. And then, of course, we have Lisa. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Jamie.
What? You know, I made a New Year's resolution. I'm going to tell everybody. I made a New Year's resolution.
What? Not to talk smack about Lisa?
I was not going to talk smack about Lisa. And it lasted basically the first 20 seconds of this podcast. And it didn't happen. We've got a special guest, quite the celebrity, that we're going to talk to in a moment. I want to say this, though. Some good news. I want to give a shout out. I want to give some shine to our producer, Mr. Gavin. He is a rising star. I don't know. You know, Lisa, what does that mean exactly? He's a star that's rising. I saw it on, he's all over the news, and this is an award I guess you get because of good grades. Is there a chance for scholarship money, Gavin, anything like that? Okay, potential, all right. Gavin is excellent. If you don't know about
it's
Gavin.
It's on the news.
It's on the news, yeah. That's important. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Gavin, if you ever come to an event, he is the first one there, arguably the last to leave. And I'll say this too, Jordan, this wouldn't happen to you, but we had a meeting last week, and we were there, and all the people were there. The chamber, we were doing our planning meeting for the year. So there's about 35 junior ambassadors that are in the room. But here's the thing. Gavin walks in, and the whole chamber looks and goes, "Hey, Gavin, wow." Gets really – now, that wouldn't happen to you, Jordan, obviously.
It could.
No, it's never happened. They were so excited, and everybody else was, like, looking at Gavin, like, goes to school with him, going, "Man, is Gavin this popular? Have we missed the boat?" I will say this, though. The only bad thing about Gavin is his Thanksgiving food list. And if you want to listen to the archives, check it out, be a part of it. That's the only bad thing I can say about him. But in all seriousness, congratulations on the award. And hopefully...
Huge accomplishment.
Huge accomplishment. I'm so excited. We also got two stragglers that don't understand what it means to be on time that have just walked in.
Leave them alone.
No.
Okay, put the...
It is 6:03. We are not late. Me and Cameron are not late.
What's that?
I had to go get Cameron.
You had to go get Cameron? Oh, so you picked her up?
Yes.
Okay, well then it's Cameron's fault then. We're going to blame Cameron for not being ready.
It was 2 minutes. It's not my fault.
Don't pay attention to him, y'all.
Like, exactly at like 6.
This is fantastic. This is what I love. This is what I've missed. We haven't been here in a while. This is what I've missed. I haven't seen Jaslyn since like November.
This is true.
This has been a while, so it's good to see you again. How you feeling? 100%? 93%?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Not to insert with what y'all were just talking about, but Jordan just worked on a short film, and I was in it.
I'll tell you what.
Awesome.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to save that to the end. We'll talk a little bit at the end of the show, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but I got to get to our very special guest, you know, and I'm sure he's over here going, "Man, will that guy stop talking and just ask me some questions?" We've got the celebrity. We've got Cam Johnson from Cam's Lemonade.
Yay.
And we've got his mom, Crystal Johnson. So we're so glad y'all can be here and talk about this with us. And so real quick, let's turn that mic a little bit to you there. There you go. Okay. And y'all can both kind of share it. Quick question. So I was talking to Cam a little before from Concord, right?
Yes.
So pretty. Have y'all lived there the whole time or just moved there? How long have you been in Concord?
A little over a year. We were in Pleasant Grove before that, and we are originally from Jasper, Alabama.
Really?
Well, I am.
Okay. Yeah, and that's pretty good ways up there.
It is.
I've got a Boys and Girls Club that I run that's in Jasper, so I have to make it out there from about once a week. So I make that Jasper run a lot. So
yeah.
That's a nice little hike.
Yeah. It's not bad if you go down I-22.
I-22, the corridor. That's right.
Right. Yeah.
It's a really nice place, though. I love going there. Everybody's super nice. It's kind of the country, but they got, you know, it's kind of city, too. They got a little bit of both, so it's the best of both worlds.
Right.
So are you originally from Jasper?
I am.
Okay. What did you go to high school at?
It's called Jasper High now, but it was Walker High when I
Walker
graduated.
High School. Okay. All right. When I was growing up, Justin Ear would play Walker County back in the day. Yeah. Part of the same area. Okay, cool. All right. So what made y'all decide to move out to here to the western side of Jefferson County?
Well, the military is what got me to Birmingham, period. And then once I kind of got rooted here, I just kind of start, you know, finding my niche where I felt comfortable and That is where I am now.
Okay, so the military, was you in the military?
Me,
okay.
Yes.
Great. What branch?
Army.
Okay, well, first and foremost, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's greatly appreciated. Did you grow up wanting to be in the Army? Is that something you wanted to do? No.
No.
No, it didn't. It just happened, huh?
It just happened one day. I mean, it's crazy, but one day I just was like, you know what? I'm tired of what I'm doing. I want to join the Army.
So how long were you in there for?
8 years.
Okay, wow. Great. Awesome. Awesome. Do you miss it?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Jasmine?
Can I say something?
Well, you got to pull the mic in front of you. But yes, you can definitely say something.
Okay, that is funny because I just got home and in my mailbox was the second letter I've gotten from the Marines.
Okay, all right. Ooh. So what would you be your advice for a young lady like that, the thinking?
Well, I'm not going.
If a young lady was deciding, what would be your advice?
Oh, I encourage any kid to go to the military. It has, even though I don't miss it, I don't regret it. You know, it afforded me a lot of opportunities that I wouldn't have had I not gone. When it comes down to schooling, you know, it paid for, because see, I went when I was 25. A lot of kids go straight out of high school. Went out of college. So it paid for that college, and then I went back to school. It paid for that. It bought my house. You know, I ain't going to say bought it, but, you know, helped me get it. So there's a lot of benefits to going into the military.
And you probably learned a lot, too. I mean, that discipline that you got out of it had to be, I mean, it had to be something impressive.
Yeah, he gets the benefits of that.
He's got to have that bed high and tight, right?
He does. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. But let's talk.
Debbie Kiker just came in with pizza, guys.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yay.
Yeah, that's great. We love pizza. And Cam, feel free. We're going to get you some of that if you would like some before you leave, okay? All right? But let's talk about lemonade, and both of y'all can chime in. What started this great venture, Cam's Lemonade?
Well, our stories are a little different.
Well, let's get Cam, let's get your first, okay? Let's pull the mic over to you. Get you some mic time here. So what started? What made you decide you want to do Cam's Lemonade? Which is a great name, by the way, that you named it after yourself. That's awesome.
So last room, I kept asking my mom for money.
So you kept asking her for money, okay? And so she wasn't just going to give you the money. What'd she tell you?
She said, let's get... Then one day after that, I told her, can I go to Disney? Where she said, a time to get you a job.
So, okay, Disney World, which is not cheap to go to.
You said Dairy Queen.
Huh? You said Dairy Queen or Disney World?
Oh.
Yeah, Jasmine, everybody wants to go to Dairy Queen, but you want to go to Disney World, right?
I love Dairy Queen.
So, Cam, she told you that, and then is that when you decided, okay, when did the lemonade pop into your head? Was that something that was just like, okay, I like lemonade, I can sell this. Is that what happened, or did your mom help you? What happened?
We both decided it.
You did what now? I'm sorry.
We both decided it.
Oh, you both decided at the same time. Okay, all right. So, Mom, tell me your side of how Cam's Lemonade got started.
Yeah, let me chime in. He's partially right. Okay.
So, yeah, he's got a little bit of the
story
right.
He got a little bit of it right. It did start out with him asking me, literally, it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Friday, he was like, oh, I know, let's go to Disney World. You know, like it really was Dairy Queen. And so at that point, I said... let's get you a job. He's right. You know, let you see that money does not grow on trees.
Sure.
And so before that, ironic enough, I never drank lemonade. I mean, maybe once in my life or whatever. That's just not my drink of choice.
Yeah, sure.
And him, I don't even know. But I did it because at that time I did like flea market flipping, you know, fixing up things.
Sure.
And so I was going to do a little expo one day, like kind of like a yard sale. And I felt like, perfect, Cam, you can have a lemonade stand at the expo. And so that's why I called it Cam's Lemonade, just a cute little quick thing. And as you can see, it went viral.
Erupted, yeah.
It did. Mm-hmm. I just made a Facebook post asking people to stop by to support Cam. And the expo was out. No one cared about me or what I had going on. You know, it was just all about, hey, they did tell me that they were proud and to see that someone was getting back to the basics of a lemonade stand and things like that. So they were coming and it went viral. We had over 500 shares about the lemonade stand, like in the first day of it. And it was intended to be a one day lemonade stand, but people kept saying, hey, when are you going to do it again? When are you going to do it again? And so it just went on and on and on until now it's Cam's Lemonade.
Now, is it, I was looking into it a little bit. Are y'all in stores now?
We are. Yes, we went from the lemonade stand last year until I think we're in about 13 stores.
That's awesome.
So did you, I mean, yeah. And I got to, again, this is just such a fabulous story. Was there any point in time when you said, okay, well, a year from now, we're going to be in stores. I mean, this thing's going to just pop off like crazy. Did you feel it happen? Did you, the momentum, did you see it just kind of slowly happen? Or was just one of those things that just went crazy?
It just went crazy. even when we started before that, I had some of my, in Jasper and Walker County, I had some kind of mom and pop places who were like, hey, we want to put it in our place. And so it was just people were coming. They kept calling me like literally daily. Crystal, we're out. Can you bring 50? Can you bring 50? Can you bring 50? And so I did that a little bit over the summer. And I thought Cam's Lemonade was kind of like, okay, we're done. I actually had surgery on my arm. And I really was thinking, okay, there's no way I'm going to make the lemonade. So when we came back this past summer, everyone was just chanting, we want Cam's Lemonade. And so I did the return of Cam's Lemonade. And what shifted us is when someone reported us to the Department of Labor.
Oh, okay. So I read a little bit about that. And, you know, wow. If you're listening right now, you did that. Shame on you. And you get no lemonade ever right. in your lifetime from us. And you won't get to go to Disney World with Cam. I mean, come on. So why did they get in contact with you? How did that happen? And why did it happen?
Well, to make that long story short, when I did this for Cam, when I kept doing it for Cam, I did it because Cam is very intelligent, does exceptionally well in school. However, when you have a crowd of people, I don't care how good your math skills are and things, you know, you fumble, you know,
sure. You
just get nervous. So I started pushing him out into the forefront. Like, you do the money, I do the customer service. And so I saw him growing and getting mm-hmm. comfortable. And I wanted to do that and help other kids, because that's another thing I teach and try to instill in Cam is, you know, giving back, helping the community and things like that. So I thought, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we have a little, I don't want to call it an event, but I will, for lack of a better term. Why don't we have an event, and we're going to bring in two kids between the ages of 6 and 10. Cam is 8. And I'm going to let them do one day for 2 hours what I was trying to do with Cam. Mm-hmm. Get customers, work on the math skills, work on speaking up customer service. And I was going to pay them at the end $20, giving them the whole feel of a mm-hmm. job. I even said, submit your resume to me. And the resume consisted of just telling me what you want to be when you grow up. Something just simple. And everybody, again, went crazy over it. Like, oh, my God, it's such a good idea. I had people sending me the little kid resumes. And within that same 24-hour period, I got the call from the Department of Labor. And they said, we have to nix it.
People don't want to have a good time insane. In life, do they?
I mean, insane.
Yeah. It hurt my feelings.
I'm sure
because,
it did.
You know, at first when I heard them say it was Department of Labor, I was thinking that, the lemonade, I had did something with the lemonade. And so when he was telling me about it, I thought then it was like, oh, because you're paying them. And I said, well, I don't have to pay them. I was just keeping with the element of a job.
Yeah.
And he said, no. So it was no matter how many things I tried to do to offset it, you know, it was just no. Well, is this no. And it really came down to someone insinuated that I stood a chance of making a profit off of someone else, some kids working for me.
Did you ask? And I'm sure you did. Did you ask if you could, I'm making a donation to this kid's family. I'm making a donation. I mean, you would think you should be able to donate money if you wanted to. It's your money, right? You're not paying them.
Right.
Yeah.
He, I came up with everything, you know, first of all, I was upset and in the heat of the moment, but I did. I tried to counter everything mm-hmm. he said. And I realized that from the start of the call, it was over, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, I said, okay. I went on Facebook and I told them, I said, someone reported me to the Department of Labor, so I can't have it anymore. And that was the turning point right there. The people did not like that. And within 24 hours, I was hearing from CBS in Birmingham, Fox, Fox News in New York, the Washington Post. I mean, just every bit.
It went viral.
It went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And once social media gets a hold of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's over with.
Yeah. So that literally was the best thing that at the time, for sure, that could have happened to Cam's Lemonade.
So how did it come about getting all this? Okay, we've been selling lemonade. It's very popular. Let's get it in stores. Let's get it out there. How did that come about?
Well, when all of that went on, I had people from celebrities, somebody from the NFL. I had people reaching out to me. Everybody just wanted to help, you know. And so even stores, I had people from stores saying, hey, we want to help. Hey, come put it here. And once I got it with the first mm-hmm. person or two, it was just a domino effect after that. So thankfully, like I said, that Department of Labor just put us on the map. Mm-hmm. Not only put us on the map, but it made people say, hey, we want to help you guys.
Right.
You know, and so that's just how it's been. And even now, 6 months later, I think, well, it was this past summer, 6 or 7 months later, I still have people reaching out saying, hey, we want to help.
So by them really trying to stop you, they did you the biggest favor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now everybody's in love with Cam's Lemonade because of what they did.
Yeah.
It took it to the next level. Now, you have different flavors, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cam, what's your favorite flavor lemonade?
Red Jolly Rancher.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Red Jolly Rancher. Okay, I could be a part of that. How about you, Crystal? What's your favorite flavor? You said you didn't like lemonade, right?
I like mine.
yeah, what's your favorite?
Now, I make them all, so I'm biased.
Okay.
But I have about 15 flavors, and about 3 or 4 of those have real fruit in them. So the strawberry peach, which is peach with strawberries in it, it is a showstopper.
Are those all in stores, or you just have a select few?
Right now, I only have peach. I'm working on my next flavor to be in stores is blackberry. It's very good. It's a process to get each one in there, so it takes a little time, you know, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you said what stores you're at yet?
What stores? Right now, I'm in Piggly Wiggly in Hueytown, McCalla, and Bluff Park. I'm in Piggly Wiggly, all the Piggly Wigglies in Tuscaloosa County, and I'm in about 5 stores in Walker County.
Here's what I think we should do. We're going to make Cam's Lemonade the beverage of the chamber when we're here at our events. So y'all tell Debbie what flavor you want, and
I want the peach strawberry thing that she said.
Jasmine pretty much quickly said what she wanted.
every time we have an event in Hueytown Park, City Park, is that what it's called? City Park.
It's called City Park.
I always get a different flavor of lemonade.
Okay.
Anybody who knows me knows I love lemonade or strawberry lemonade. I am a lemonade gal.
Okay, so we're making Jasmine happy. That was going to be my next question. Have you had the opportunity to sell it at any of our events that we have in Hueytown?
I have a couple of them. Y'all forgive me for not just being able to spit out the name.
You're fine. You're good. No. We're not
we
testing you
here. We
have
a lot of them. We have a lot of events. Yeah. So
but I kind of bug Debbie a lot, and she helps me out for sure whenever she can. But I'm trying now to get, you know, even more involved in the chamber and, you know, get my lemonade out there. Because I do want people, if they go to the store, it's just peach in there. And I do want them to have a chance to taste the other flavors because they're so good. It's ridiculous.
Now, you don't have to tell me your recipe because I would never ask that. But what I
she's like, I ain't sure.
What I would tell you is, okay, so you didn't like lemonade. You didn't drink. So where was it a family recipe or did you just come up with this on your own?
You're not going to believe this, but when I started that first day, I just had regular store-bought lemonade.
Okay.
Because I was just doing it for the...
Just trying to make it out there. Sure.
And when the newspaper, and this Daily Mountain Eagle in Jasper, got wind of the story, she came and she said she wanted to come and do a story on him. So I had him all suit pressed with his bow tie on, thinking she was just going to do pictures by the lemonade stand. So when she got there, she asked for some lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, well, I didn't make any. I don't have any lemonade. I didn't know you wanted any. Yeah. But I said, I can go and whip some up, I'm sure. So I literally, like, not measuring anything, just in the kitchen while she's talking to Cam, come out, hand her the lemonade. She's like, this is the best lemonade I've ever had.
Wow.
That's a great story.
That's perfect.
I handed it to her. And then so I let my mom taste it. So she was like, this is the best lemonade. And so I tasted it. This is the best lemonade. And I just went from there. Uh-huh. I said, you know, this has to keep moving.
Yeah.
So basically, just by mistake almost, you went in there quickly to make some lemonade for somebody and it became the best lemonade ever.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is really the American dream.
Mm-hmm. And I just start popping out flavors, you know, like just popping them out. Yeah.
Well, so where do we see this going? I mean, you've been so successful with this. How far can it go? Where do you think it happens? I mean, is this something you want to continue? And how far can you continue?
Well, my goal and dream definitely would be for someone to take it off my hands because I do all the work, which is a lot of work. You know, I make thousands of lemonade in a month. I make the lemonade, I bottle it, I put the labels on the lemonade, I transport it, so I'm doing everything. So prayerfully, I would like for, you know, someone to pick it up, Coke, Pepsi, Milo, it doesn't matter to me who, you know, but someone pick it up. And I went into Chevron in Pleasant Grove where my stuff is yesterday, and it was a guy from Coke in there. And so he was drinking Cam's lemonade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I went in. And so the owner was like, hey, this is her right here. And so he was talking to me about it and about Coke picking it up. And last week they were talking about Pepsi picking it up. So, you know, it's exciting. It's overwhelming, but hopefully.
I mean, that's amazing that you do all that by yourself.
Yeah, I need some help.
Yeah.
I saw Cam shake his head over here like, no, she doesn't.
Oh, that's correct. Cam drinks it.
Right.
Well, he, and Cam's the face of it, right? I mean, it's Cam's lemonade, right?
He is the face. I told him today I was going to take his face off. I said he doesn't put in enough work.
Just put Crystal's put lemonade Crystal's coming to you soon.
Oh, yeah. Sales would plummet if I did that. Yeah.
All right. Well, I just found this out. You are going to be at our Easter egg drop. And yes. that is going to be fantastic. Looking forward to that event. That's going to happen, I think, at the end of March. March 30th or 31st. I'm not sure. Is it 31st?
30th.
Great. So I'll be there. I'll be on stage. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to have a glass.
You get Cam up there.
Yeah, I'm going to have Cam. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Bring me some lemonade. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Me too.
Great. So we're going to play a real quick game I call Five Questions. And Jaslyn, you get to ask the fifth question. Be ready. Okay? There you go. You got four questions to prepare yourself for. This is for Cam and Crystal. Y'all can share this question. It's easy. These are the questions that pop in my head. They have no – they're going to be really random. They make no sense whatsoever. Favorite cereal. Cam, you got this one. What's your favorite cereal?
Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp. What's great about Cookie Crisp is you get to drink the milk afterwards, right? And it's chocolate chip milk. That's a
and cookies.
I know. It's my top my top five favorite cereals. It's in my five. I agree with you.
We went over this last time, and somebody said Raisin Bran. I'm pretty sure it was Malaya, but don't.
That's my grandma's favorite.
And Jasmine, what did I say? What did I say? Thank you. You know when I
hey Raisin Bran's good. Don't not Raisin
Bran. How do you feel about Cheerios?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Like I said, they're not only heart healthy but delicious.
Absolutely.
Don't shame my choice.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't.
I think that's Jesse's favorite.
Oh, is it really? Oh wow. Okay.
She's right there.
All right. So, favorite color.
Red.
Red. Why red?
Top color of the rainbow.
Oh, look at you. Look at that. Such a smart, such a smart young man. Favorite TV show?
Andy Griffith.
Really?
No. Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son. Okay. Is yours Andy Griffith?
Yes.
Really?
Mine's Andy Griffith, Sanford and Son, Golden Girls. I like all the old.
Golden Girls. You can't be Golden Girls.
Taking you back. Okay. Yeah. All right. Favorite subject in school? What's your favorite subject?
Recess. That's
always.
I agree with that one. All right. So you've got the last question, Jalen.
Oh, I was paying so much attention to what he was saying. I wasn't thinking. Okay. Let's see.
Take your time.
Okay. If you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Bear.
A bear.
Why a bear?
They can stand up, they can walk, whatever they want, they can eat.
The most important is eat.
Wow.
That is, I feel like we have the same energy, which you're 8, so I don't know how to feel about that. But good answers.
That's good stuff, Jaslyn. All right, so here we go. Thank you so much. Yeah, we had such a good time with y'all tonight. This is great.
We're
looking so forward. And I'm curious when I say this is going to be Cam's Lemonade is the new beverage of the Chamber Chat podcast. We'll have it. We'll talk about what flavor it is. Mm-hmm. We'll give you a shout out. And we're going to see you at the Easter egg drop. It's going to be great.
Can I say Cam did make it to Disney World?
Yay! I was going to ask that. Right, so did he make it to Disney World?
Favorite ride at Disney World?
Roller coaster.
Okay. All right. Was it
the upside down one?
So was it worth it? Was all that lemonade, all that work, was Disney World worth it?
It was really worth it because we didn't have to pay. Baron Browning from the Denver Broncos of the NFL paid for it.
Wow.
So yeah, it was worth it.
Okay.
That's awesome. All
right. I'm quite jealous now. All right. But once again, thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Cam. This has been a lot of fun. The go home song in honors of the Well, he just knocked the mic off. That's okay. We're going to have video of this coming up hopefully this year where you can watch this stuff and see what happens on screen. But our go home song in honor of the Chiefs making the Super Bowl, Cruel Summer, by
oh, that's so real. I love that, Jamie.
Taylor, I know. I'm a fan too. I'm a Swiftie. By Taylor Swift. So until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Joe.
Leave a dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill?